Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
Hallelujah! Oh, give the Lord a bigger round of applause! Hallelujah! This morning, the testimonies I'm going to read will tell you how God can transform people's lives. So it is testimony time! Oh, as you celebrate about somebody's testimony, I see you receiving a testimony yourself in the name of Jesus. Amen. So this is a life changed by the teachings and anointing upon our pastor, Bishop Sam. Oh, put your hands together. Put your hands together. As you constantly expose yourself to the words of our pastor, your life will be changed. Today, I wish to testify of how God has used our anointed pastor, Bishop Sam, to transform my life to become what I am today. I joined this beautiful church family of Lighthouse Chapel International in 2001 with a lot of confusion in my life. Can you identify with him? Yeah. On my first Sunday, Bishop Sam preached with a book, My Father, My Father. How many of us know that book? Yeah, My Father, My Father, written by our presiding bishop, Bishop Dagwood Mills. At that time, I hated my biological father. Someone say mercy. So much so that I had even threatened to shoot him if I had a gun. Mercy. But listening to Bishop that day changed something in my heart. Hallelujah. Oh, are you not happy about that? Listening to Bishop that day changed something in my heart, and a genuine love grew in me for my dad till date. Oh, church, let's appreciate God. Let's appreciate God. The words of a pastor carry spirit and carry life. That was also the day I gave my life to Christ. Hallelujah. Yes. Bishop got to know my friends and also the fact that I was doing secular rap, at a popular radio station. So he asked us to see him after service. During our meeting with him, he got to know our nicknames and has never stopped calling me by that nickname till then. How many of us know that there is no way you can be in this church for more than two Sundays and our pastor will not know you? How many of us can identify with that? It's a blessing, isn't it? Because some pastors don't know their members' names. Hallelujah. Bishop cared so much for me to the extent of paying for my friends and I to attend the lay schools. Oh, what a pastor we have. What a pastor we have. Hallelujah. So the lay schools are very important, isn't it? If you haven't attended them, please try and attend. I must admit that these teachings shaped my early days as a born-again Christian. Even though I still used to drink, mercy, smoke once a while, and club every week, anytime I came to church and heard the preachings of Bishop Sam, something changed within me. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. That is why the song says, "What, never give up. You may drink, but you keep coming. The word will change you." Hallelujah. Bishop never gave up on me. He kept believing and encouraging me to be my best. With continuous church attendance and listening to the words Bishop preached, my life eventually changed. Amen. And as you sit here, your life will change in the name of Jesus. I started feeding on the messages, and as time went by, I became free of many bad habits and finally gave up on secular music. Oh, church, let's appreciate God. Let's appreciate God. As you keep coming, your life will change. Today, I do music for the kingdom of God. People always compliment me for the powerful lyrics to the songs I write. But I always smile because the truth is, when it comes to writing my songs, I cite the revelation and guidance of the Holy Spirit. The preachings of my anointed bishop has always been an inspiration to me. Hallelujah. I don't know how my life would have been if Bishop Dag had not sent Bishop Sam to Tema to preach on that fateful day. Hallelujah. Today, 16 years later, I stand here as a new man, married to a beautiful wife, and with a glorious future ahead. I see you with a glorious future in the name of Jesus. My life has been changed, and I am a living testimony to the work God is doing through our bishop, Bishop Ishmael Sam. Oh, church, let's appreciate the Lord. Wow. Do you want to see who it is? Let's welcome our brother Rapture. Hallelujah. Isn't it powerful? So as you have come, please remain. You may have weaknesses, but the constant preaching of the word by our pastor, day in and day out, will change something within you in the name of Jesus. I see you becoming the next star in Jesus' name. Amen. The next one is divine connection. Hey, I see God connecting you in the name of Jesus through the honor, through honoring our prophet. Hallelujah. Hello, Daddy Bishop. I have another testimony to share with you. I like the fact that the person says, I have another testimony, isn't it? I believe God has done something for you, but you haven't shared it. But the person has recognized that it's a testimony. 2 weeks after we gave our prophet offering in January this year, I had a visitor in my office. This person is from a different institution. She wanted to know if I was attending a conference which was to take place in 3 weeks' time. I said no. She told me that I needed to be part of the delegation because I have been nominated to be part of the panelists for the sessions. Hey. So she went to talk to my MD and came back to tell me that it was sorted out. Hallelujah. 2 days later, I had a call from another country. I see you receiving international calls in the name of Jesus. The person asked me the same questions and also added that I am expected to give a presentation at the same conference. Hallelujah. To cut a long story short, my name was added. I attended the conference with all expenses paid, plus a per diem that was 5 times more than the offering I gave. Oh, church, let's appreciate God. Let's appreciate God. This person took advantage of an opportunity to honor the prophet in January, isn't it? And by that, the person got an opportunity to go outside the country and receive per diem that was 5 times more than the offering she gave. On top of that, 2 people I met blessed me with foreign exchange. I see you receiving foreign exchange in Jesus' name. One was the exact amount I gave, and the other was 5 times more than what I gave. Oh, you don't believe in what I'm reading? Let's give the Lord a shout. She says, I am amazed at the multiple blessings. I know it is the Lord. I see you receiving multiple blessings in Jesus' name. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless you, my prophet, my daddy, bishop. Let's appreciate God. Hallelujah. So as the word of God comes to us today, let us believe that it carries life. It carries the anointing. Believe in it. Flow with it. and you'll be the next one to testify what God has done in your life. God bless you.
My son is on the show. Why don't you stand to your feet this afternoon?
Hallelujah.
And why don't you bow down your heads in prayer? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you. We thank you for today. We give you praise. We give you glory. We welcome your presence here this afternoon in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord, that we may not know all the answers. We may not know why some things do happen in our lives. But all that we know is that we have put our trust in you. And everything in our lives is working together for our good. We may not understand it today. We may not understand it tomorrow, for we don't know what tomorrow may bring. But we know that you hold tomorrow and you hold the future. And as far as we know, our future is bright when it's in your hands and committed to you. We give you praise. We give you glory for that person here this afternoon who is asking questions in his or her heart about so many things. My child, say the Spirit of the Lord, be calm, be strong, know that I am in control. I know the plans I have for you. I know what I am doing in your life. Only be still, be strong, only continue to believe, and in just a little while, you will see my hand. You will see that the Lord that you serve is alive. You will see that if I say I will do, nothing can stop me. So just a little while, my child. Just a little while. It seems so impossible if you look by sight. It looks so impossible if you look to your left and to your right. But I have said it, and I will do it. I have said it and I will do it. So keep looking up unto me, my child. Keep looking up unto me, and you shall surely see that thing, that desire, come to pass in the name of the Lord Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus and give the Lord a shout. Yeah. Hallelujah. Every enemy that made a mistake of follow you here is in trouble. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why you must be a strong Christian? It is important that you are a strong Christian, because a lot of things are going on. Being a strong Christian actually means that you are growing up spiritually. And so that is why you need to be a strong Christian. As Christians, I told you last week that we are actually engaged in a battle. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says that, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Ephesians 6 verse 12 was say,
we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And 2 Corinthians 10 3 also says that, for though we walk in the flesh,
2 Corinthians 3 verse 10 to say,
we do not war after the flesh. That is why again Ephesians 6 10
says,
he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Tell your friend, be strong. Be strong. You see, the way we are saying it, do your hand like that. Be strong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It said, be strong in the Lord
and
in the power of his might. You see, God wants us to be strong. And there's a reason why he said we should be strong. Because we are fighting. And when you are strong in the Lord, you are going to be strong spiritually. spiritually. If we are not fighting flesh and blood, it means we are fighting spiritual entities. We are fighting a spirit without bodies. And so we need to be able to identify them and fight them. But we can only do that when we are strong. And to be strong, the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. Not some of the armor. If you really want to fight, and the fight you fight, you fight till you die as a Christian. The very day you became a believer, you started a fight. And the fight ain't gonna end today. But you will always win in the name of Jesus. And the Bible said, why should you put on the armor of God? That you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. 1 John 2:14
say,
it says that I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him from the beginning. I have written unto young men because you are strong. Because you are strong. And the word of God abided in you. And you have overcome the wicked one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to be strong as Christians. To be strong means that build your Christian life solidly on God. Build your Christian life solidly on the word of God. So that come rain or shine, come the storm, come whatever, you'll be able to stand because you are strong as a Christian. Look at Matthew chapter 7. Verse 24. Jesus talked about the fact that we need to be strong. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. I will liken unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And so what I'm doing now is today I'm trying to make you to become wise people. To be strong and build your Christian life well. And the rain descended and the floods came. And the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not. It fell not. He said that he built his house on the rock. So many things happened. But most important thing to know is that it fell not.
Look,
as a Christian, whether you like it or yes, things will happen. Things will happen. What has happened today?
Yes,
and you have overcome. And you are happy. It's not the end. Another thing will come. Hey! And you still have to be strong. And he continues again and says that, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. A foolish man is one who hears the word of God and doeth it not. And then a wise man is one who hears the word of God and does it. From today, no one is going to be a foolish man or woman in Jesus' name.
He says
that it's like unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. You see, a Christian who is not strong is one who has built his faith, built his life upon things that cannot stand the test of time. And the Bible says that, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house. Let me ask you a question. Is it not the same thing that happened to a one who built his house on the rock?
It's
the same thing.
It's
the same problem in your marriage that someone else is also having. It's the same financial situation someone is also going through, or has gone through before.
And now be a pain.
It's the same problem. It's the wind. It's the wind. It's the flood. It's the beating. The same thing that is coming. But the Bible says, and this time what happened? And
Bible say,
it fell.
Bible says,
it fell. And great was the fall of it. Why did it fall? Because that Christian was not a strong Christian. Because that Christian has not taken time to go to New Believer School. That Christian has not taken time to do lay schools. That Christian has not taken time to read his Bible. That Christian has not taken time to pray. All that he's doing is that he's building his house upon the sand. And do you understand what it means to build your house upon the sand? It means he's chasing miracles. He's chasing prophecies. He is not sitting down himself or herself to read the Bible. He is not investing in books. He has a year that is an itching year. He's always trying to listen to news. What is new? What is the latest in town? He will not buy books and read. He will not listen to his pastor's message. He is looking for something. There were people like that in Jesus' days. Instead of building their faith solidly upon the rock, they were chasing Jesus for bread. And one day Jesus told her, look, unless you start eating my flesh and drinking my blood, unless you start becoming a ministry shepherd, unless you start going for Tuesday or weekday center meetings, unless you start winning souls, you cannot be my disciple. From that day, they saw those who were strong and those who were not strong. Many people decided not to follow Jesus again. Because people follow because of food. Is it food or food? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God fed the Israelites in the wilderness for several years. And yet they rebelled. That's when people become born again. I always usually don't give people money to stay in church. If you got born again last 2 weeks and you joined the church, and you say, oh, suddenly, Pastor, I want money, I want this. And people think when you do that, that's why they will stay in church. Go and ask God in the wilderness. And go and ask Jesus when he fed them with the bread. What makes people stay?
It's
when you teach them to grow. You have to tell them that silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give. And what do I have? I have Jesus.
Then I'm one with Jesus.
And when you have Jesus,
Jesus,
what you are looking for, you will get in the name of Jesus. So build your house
It is you dying.
You see, that's what they say. Messi me die. Wobo tanso. Mato me bo. Na me se no ye. Na me ne. Jesus bet na. Messi me die. Wobo tanso. How many of you have seen some rains before? Hey, and the wind blew.
Hey, from any boy.
He took his time. He took his time and built his Christian life. And the foolish man, he was going around. It's even like people. Some people, when they are growing up in life, it's of taking time to look for the right things and do the right things. They hasten to do things that look flashy. Flashy. That looks nice. And then they will be going around talking about it. But those who take their time. Who take their time. Who take their time. He said the wind blew.
From any boy.
I wish I could tell you any other thing, but I want you to know the wind is going to still blow. The wind is going to still blow. Some people are not in church today because the wind started blowing. What? How come they didn't come? They fell. Their Christian life is not on the word. Sometimes I listen to testimonies of church members. And I wonder why they come to church. What made them come to church? It always makes me to know that this person is a strong Christian. And sometimes you listen to somebody else. And the person is telling you why he or she is not coming to church again. One day somebody told me that I won't come to church again. And then we thought we had done something. We sent to ask why she wasn't coming to church again. And she said that God has disappointed her. God has disappointed. How do you say disappointed in
tree?
God has disappointed her. How many of you here can, if you are honest, you say that you've thought of this before, that God has disappointed you? Raise your hand and see. You see that she was not alone. Not the only one. See, God has disappointed her. So I sent for her again. And I said, God can never disappoint
you.
God can never disappoint you. You have rather disappointed God. Even now you are disappointing God. By accusing God of disappointing you. Just when God is about to move, you are saying God has disappointed you. That is why you have to build your life as a Christian. And if you build your life well, the storms will come. If you look at Mark chapter 4, verse 36.
Mark chapter 4, verse 36.
About somebody who has built his life upon the rock. And his reactions to the storm. And I don't know your storm, but there are so many storms here, represented here. Some of you may be school fees. It may be marriage, maybe whatever storm. Mark 4:36, follow it.
Mark 4:36.
And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind.
And
the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Now, this is a passage of scripture that is very important because Jesus had asked them himself to take a journey. And they were all in the ship. And as they were in the ship, this is what happened. A great storm.
Bible say
a great storm. And some of you, I'm sure, as you are Christians,
there
are some great storms in your life.
Hey.
Tsunamis.
Except tsunamis.
Problems.
In some
mountains. Mountain Everest is in your life.
Mountain Everest.
So much so that it beat the ship.
What
you were using to take the journey.
It
beat it. It beat your car.
It
beat your house. That business that you are doing to pay your children's school fees is what the storm has decided to beat it and remove the roof by the wind that came with the storm.
Hey.
And the Bible says that so that it was now full.
Bible says you ba ehyanim na ehyanim.
Hey, you are a strong Christian, no?
Yeah.
See, now for me that the problems have overed you.
Say ehyanim ye ma ehyanim say si ano.
You have gone to the issues and you are saying I'm fed up.
Insense na ma wa bre.
I'm fed up.
I'm wa bre.
So I want to jump out of the boat.
It is say the person free in so ehyanim.
I want to jump out of the marriage.
O person free aware enim.
I remember one morning somebody called me, Bishop, I want to see you. I want to see you.
And be friend me so person who me.
Now.
A person who me say see ah.
So I woke up and went to the office.
It is me sorry call me office.
She came to meet me.
Nti obe hu me.
Hey. I'm leaving the marriage.
O sin person me free aware enim.
I'm married again.
Me wari biom.
I'm leaving a marriage. So please take your time and tell me what has happened. Then she decided to take a time. I mean, as she's taking a time, she was still in anger and whatever. But agitated.
No, kasabe brain.
When she finished, I said, "Wow, this is a wind." This is a storm. That is beating against a ship.
Ah,
but can I tell you a secret? The storm that has beaten the ship that she has woken me up at dawn. Just about 5 or 10 minutes before I was called, my ship was also beaten by that storm. My ship was also beaten by that storm. The same storm.
Sam from
vehemently.
Sam from
but what had occurred to her?
But nearby Nitimuno
had not occurred to my wife.
And Bam me yritim.
Neither had it occurred to me.
And Ambam me and Kasasumitim.
Why?
Daintia.
Why?
Daintia.
That is why I say, why you must be a strong Christian.
And Nutina may say.
And yourself just Christian Yawa Hondin. It will be the same. We'll say one fell. But one didn't fall.
In Framana,
and the difference was not that this person's life, this person's marriage is good. So you look at people when they come to church. Hey, where? A1 husband.
A1 husband.
Pretty. With the nice hair.
Fine.
You think everything is peaceful. But what is working?
Then AC.
Is that is the solid rock on which I stand? You are the Christ of the dun. Is the solid rock you are standing on? You have built your house. In so better,
it will rain
whether you like it or not. Am I am I preaching to somebody here today? I'm blessing here today. I said the storms will come, but as you are strong in the Lord, you will stand.
Hey.
Somebody, your ship is almost full. You want to jump out. But today I'm here to tell you, don't jump. Keep sailing. You see, and the Bible said, it was now full. Take your seat.
Bible say,
but you see, there was somebody in the ship
who
was strong, who has built his life upon the rock, who has taken his time. To build his Christian life, to read the books, to listen to the word of God, to listen to messages. He was also in the same ship with all of them. All they were hearing, all they were seeing, he was in the same ship with them.
Hey.
Somebody said, I don't have a child, so I'm leaving the marriage. And I said, look, go see other people in church. They don't have children. And they are the happiest people. They are the happiest. You have 10. Ooh. And the person doesn't even have one. Ooh, and yet the person is happier than you. What is the difference? What is wrong with you? And some of you have husbands. And still you are not happy. Somebody doesn't have. And the person is so happy. So excited. You see, I'm telling you that your happiness is not what you have. Your happiness is not what you have. That's why Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They taught us, and they said, look, we, our God, He will give us a wife. He will give us jobs. He will give us children. He will give us cars. He can give us anything. But even if I don't get a child,
so
there must be a reason. Because if he has said that it is not good that man should be alone, and I'm still my Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. People know me like that, and still it's not happening. That is when you should understand that there must be some reason.
And so
there definitely was a reason why Elizabeth and Zachariah didn't have a child. There was a reason. There was a John the Baptist that was waiting to come There was a reason. That is why. And that's why Shadrach, they said, look, this is the week. But if this week, it doesn't happen, there must be a reason. And strong Christians, that's how they talk. That's how they talk. The Bible says, the people that do know their God, the people that do know their God, they shall be strong. Even if some of you are planning to stop worshiping the Lord, because it has kept too long. When we're sitting here, I was telling her something. That something unfortunate happened to somebody. It was so sad. But after the happenings after, It's rather confusing me. It's almost like God allowed that bad thing to happen. Because what we are seeing now, we wouldn't have seen it if that thing had not happened to the brother or that person. And I said, look, you ask for God, you can't beat him. That Bible says in everything, in every situation, including everything. That mistake is part of everything. So there was someone on the boat who was different.
Ah, oyesronko.
Taking time
onyamre
to build his life.
Esi na brabo.
I remember when I got born again, I had a friend called Piccolo.
Medi me homa Yesu na mi wadamfo bi.
Piccolo will not sit down for New Believer School.
Your friend Piccolo, wan ko New Believer School da.
Piccolo will not attend church. Every day he was going around.
On pastor ko.
Sharing his testimony to people.
On pastor.
Telling people what had happened. He was excited. See, it's like you receive it with joy, but there's no foundation. So Piccolo was going around telling people.
Piccolo on in Amkeke no kikachire
nkofo. But I was cool.
Now so media na
going to my New Believer School.
Me call New Believer School.
Going to church.
Me call sorry.
Going for weekday service.
Me call service.
One day I met Piccolo around Kolebu.
That be me share Piccolo or Kolebu.
I said Piccolo how?
It mean besides Piccolo it's saying.
I said Charlie my backslide oh.
He says that Charlie I backslided.
Why?
Piccolo, Eban is saying,
Piccolo didn't take his time.
Piccolo nyan
to
Boisier.
Join the choir.
And join the choir.
To be patient. To build a fellowship in church.
When join the fellowship.
He didn't take his time.
When nyan
to so this here. Man, he was also in the same ship.
No, so
what? But you know what he was doing?
Now
the same ship that the wind has beat.
Sasha here in from my airborne.
There was somebody else in the ship in the same problem.
Look,
are you not surprised that you come to church every Sunday? And to you, even though the place is far, but you still come, are you not surprised? But would you be surprised somebody has stopped coming because the place is far? And the person lives at Community 25. Are you not surprised? Are you not shocked? The same heat, the same road. The same place. You enjoy coming. And yet someone says, I can't come, it's too far. It's not the farness of the place. It's the strength or otherwise of the Christian who is talking. And this other man, he was also on the boat. So listen. And the Bible said that, and he was in the hinder part of the ship. Asleep on a pillow. Can you believe it?
I was saying him.
I see God raising you up to the standard. When everyone is crying, when everyone is shouting, you shall be asleep on a pillow. Hey! That thing even prolongs your life. But when you are supposed to be, when you are supposed to be angry, you are smiling. When you are supposed to give up, you are not giving up. Every day you are happy. Because this man, look, can you imagine there was a storm. And he was also a human being. So he could feel that the ship was shaking like that. And yet he was asleep.
Hey.
May you be able to sleep. To sleep. Small marital problem that came in your life. All your the oil in your face has dried up. Everything has dried up.
When you must say, oh.
Everybody knows that you have a problem. But others have other problems. So. But they are asleep on the pillow.
Yeah.
Do you think it's easy to marry somebody like me? It's not easy. But somebody has married me and she's asleep on a pillow. All the calls, all times.
A friend called for a friend.
I saw something on Facebook or WhatsApp. he was asleep and his wife went to take his phone. Then the wife was trying to read his messages. As soon as the wife put on the phone, there was an alarm started blowing on the phone. The wife has read the man's message and he has put an alarm on his phone. To marry someone like me.
Oh, why you be to send me?
Because someday you'll be there, no? One of the church men will send you a picture with a case.
Oh, sorry, baby, I'll send you a message.
And you are married to me. And you look at it. Five. If you don't have hearts, if you're not strong, can you survive? It was even a mistaken call. The whole church has come to meet on your problem. Hey! But there was another man on the ship. He was asleep. The same wind was blowing. The same financial situation. Sometimes all the church members, when they tell me their situation, I say, "Yeah, my Lord and my God." How is this going to be solved?
Me said, same way.
Then I will secretly pray that, Lord, this one, I don't think it's going to be solved now. So please give them strength. Give them grace to go through it. No matter how long it will take.
For
some of it, apart from a miracle, it's going to take very long. And you need grace for strength. So the man was asleep. And then when the people were saying, don't you care? Don't you care? You know, some of you think that they say the pastor doesn't care. I told him my problem. He has not even bothered to call me. The church doesn't care. They don't care. They don't care. And you have said some before. They don't care. They don't think about us. Don't you care? It's not that the person doesn't care about you. The person has learned to build himself strong. So that what is happening, he doesn't want it to affect him. That's all. Everything is in the hands of the Lord. So care us, not that we perish. Tell your friend, let's be serious. Stop saying that and the church doesn't care.
They
no care for us. They might think about themselves alone. As for this year, they help us. Hey, stop saying. Tell your person, stop saying that.
Say be strong.
And say shame. Say ask shame, shame. Don't be afraid.
Kache, say shame. Say when you.
Don't you care? Why would you think? He wouldn't. Why would I bring you to this church and not care for you? What pastor will have sheep and not care for the sheep? I mean, why? What shepherd will have a sheep?
Shepherd Ben
Ebeya, sir. For the sheep. And then the Bible says the strong Christian.
Bible says, "Sir Christ,
he arose."
Oh, sorry.
The strong Christian.
Sir Christ,
he didn't run to the prophet.
When Daniel go deep for biaho.
He didn't scream. He arose.
Oh, sorry.
He arose.
Oh, sorry.
And rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea,
"No, peace.
Peace.
Asumge.
Be still."
I say asumge intina.
And the Bible says that, and the wind ceased.
Now, Bible say,
strong Christians, every wind in your life and storm in your life, I shall rise up as a strong Christian and speak to it. It shall cease in the name of Jesus.
Hey,
demons will tremble at the sound of your voice because you are strong. You have overcome the evil one.
Now, where did you come from?
And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? Why are you so fearful? Just be strong. Take your time and build your Christian life. Build your Christian life.
Stop
this type of yo-yo type of Christianity. To and fro kind of Christianity. If you misbehave and you are this, you are
disobedient,
you just jump to another church because you can't be rebuked. You can't be corrected. You can't be straightened.
And now
you can never be strong if you want to be like that.
What is that? You can never be strong.
You can never be strong. That's at the point Jesus had to sieve the people. Say, those of you cannot follow me, you should go somewhere.
Okay.
Look, there are some people, I call them for a while and I stop calling them. And for a while, sometimes, I'm from for some time. And then after some time,
Okay.
That's what it means is that, yes, I will treat you as a sheep, but at a point, I realize that you are still a child, you must grow. You must grow. You must grow. I stop calling because see, those are that you get to know that not knowing that this person has been a baby Christian alone, you didn't know. It's now that you are getting to know. Amen.
Amen.
So please, grow up. What to do to grow up? What to do to grow up? The first thing to do to grow up, as I
said,
is be in the church properly. Be in the church properly. Be in it. Be known. Be in it properly. Don't just be around. You are not around. You have been in church. Join the ministry. You will not join a ministry.
Join the ministry.
You come to church and you go. It's what happens that you have not really joined the thing well. Go for center meetings. You don't go. You haven't joined the thing well. And then read your Bible.
Can your Bible?
And there's one powerful thing I was going to talk about that I'll talk about another time. And that is the mysterious nature of tongues, praying in tongues, to make you a strong Christian. Another time we'll talk about it. I've read that's one of the things that makes you really a strong Christian. Christian life is a mysterious thing. The Bible says we are not fighting flesh and blood. So how can I see what I'm fighting with? And then the Bible tells me that I have a weapon. That when I speak, I don't speak to men. I speak to God. And me myself, I don't even understand it. But then I'm speaking the language of those things in the spirit. And the whole thing is about the spiritual realm. And when I speak in tongues, I'm speaking in the spirit.
Man,
aren't you missing something great? When you have tongues and you don't use tongues. So another time, you will see how to build yourself. But be strong. Hallelujah. Bible says, be strong in the Lord. There's so many things that are happening. When the storm came, can you imagine if Jesus was not strong on the ship? Can you imagine what would have happened? They would have panicked. They would have been afraid. Fortunately, some of them were fishermen, so they knew how to swim. They would have thought that they could swim, so they would fall in the sea. And then they would have made a mistake. But there was one strong Christian on the boat. Hallelujah. Let us become strong. Look, your problems that you are dealing with there, ever since I got born again, I can tell you, I'm not lying. Nobody has ever laid hands on me and said, ouch!
And
I don't want to tell. If I say I'm going to tell about my life, it will take if I go and tell you, but then all that I knew was that as I continue to read my Bible, I'm going to pray, I'm going to depend on the word. Every day of my life, God is taking care of the things around. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. So be strong. Be strong in the Lord.
I'm
sure you are going to be strong. Do things that will make you strong. A strong Christian doesn't come to church today and tomorrow he is not in church. A strong Christian doesn't pay tithe today, next month he doesn't pay tithe. A strong Christian doesn't talk back to the pastor. When the pastor is preaching, you two are also talking. Father, we thank you for today, for teaching us to be strong. There is a reason. There is a purpose. Why you are teaching us to be strong? Because of what you are preparing for us. Because surely you want us that in this journey that we have started, we will arrive at the other side. So no matter the storms and the wind that is blowing, you want us still to be strong. Because we definitely must arrive at the end of the journey. Thank you, Lord, that those listen to me on radio, on Facebook, wherever they are listening to me. Thank you, Lord, that they are going to do things to become strong, to be able to overcome the evil one. In the name of Jesus. Deep, deep down in your heart, you are not born again. You are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. And you want to say, Pastor, deep, deep down in my heart, I am not sure that I'll go to heaven when I die. And I want you to pray for me to give my life to Jesus. I want you to pray for me so that I'll be born again. So that when I die, I'll go to heaven. Pastor, please pray for me. You are here. You want me to pray for you. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to be born again. I want you to say this. You will say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
He came to die for my sins.
He came to die for my sins.
And from today, as I receive him, as my Lord, and my personal Savior, my sins are forgiven.
My sins are forgiven.
And I am born again.
And I am born again.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That from today, you are the Lord.
You are the Lord
of my life.
Of my life.
For I publicly confess.
For I publicly confess
that Jesus.
That Jesus
is Lord.
Is Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Patro mon kan paye wendi me chika se radi Yesu.
Radi Yesu.
Medawase.
Medawase.
Sawa jeme.
Sawa jeme.
Papa.
Papa.
Enne.
Enne.
Mede me homa.
Mede me homa.
Mesrao.
Mesrao.
Fami boni nyina cheme.
Fami boni nyina cheme.
Fami boni nyina cheme.
Fami boni nyina cheme.
Natro midin.
Natural
me. I won't come home on him.
Send
a bear over.
Medawase.
So I throw me ding.
So I
won't come home on him.
I won't come.
My body for frog.
My body for frog.
I will yes to him.
I will yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277 533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277 533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you. Active Word.